Good morning. This is 88.3 WLIW-FM Local News. I'm Michael Mackey. A 31-year-old man drowned after getting caught in a rip current at Ditch Plains Beach in Montauk Tuesday evening. Three off-duty East Hampton Town lifeguards who were surfing nearby pulled the man, identified by police as Benjamin Z. Kidbury of Montauk, and two other distressed swimmers, both female, from the surf west of the main parking lot just after 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. The lifeguards brought Kidbury to the beach and began performing CPR until an ambulance and emergency medical personnel arrived. Michael Wright reports on 27East.com that the man and one of the women, 26-year-old Persia Jensen, also of Montauk, were transported to Stony Brook Southampton Hospital by Montauk Fire Department ambulance, where the man was pronounced dead. The woman was not in serious condition and was taken to the hospital for evaluation. The third swimmer, 32-year-old Jensen Turner of Montauk, was evaluated by EMS at the scene but not hospitalized. John Ryan, chief of East Hampton Town's lifeguards, said the surf conditions on Tuesday were hazardous, with yellow flag wave conditions posted at all East Hampton Town beaches. The surf was especially dangerous in Montauk, where rip currents can be especially strong, and the wind and surf appear to have cranked up late in the day, as is common on warm summer days, after lifeguards were off duty, he said. With strong south-southwest winds like that and four-foot waves, the rip currents can get really bad, Ryan said. Motel Row was bad all day. On Wednesday, Benjamin Kidbury's father told Newsday that his son was a good swimmer and said that's what makes the whole situation so much harder to understand. I guess he never got caught in a current like that. A great white shark, dead but looking very much alive, washed ashore yesterday in Quogue. Village police arrived and took several photographs, but the tide washed the deceased man-eater out to sea before they could secure it for a necropsy. Vera Chinesi reports on Newsday.com that the predator, between 7 and 8 feet long, was spotted about 9:30 Wednesday morning by a resident who called the Quogue Village Police. Great white sharks can grow to be more than 21 feet long. Lifeless in police photos, but with black eyes agape and rows of sharp teeth exposed in an open mouth, the Quogue shark appears ready to strike as it lies in the inch-deep surf, another reminder to already ocean-weary Long Islanders of what swims just off the coastline. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation representatives reviewed the photos and determined it was a great white, according to the agency. DEC police officers arrived on the scene but were unable to locate the carcass. Quogue police have cautioned swimmers and boaters to be aware and to keep their distance as law enforcement monitors for sharks. Quogue Village Police have asked anyone that sees a shark to call them at 631-653-4791. An additional 1,800 doses of the much-sought-after monkeypox vaccine will be available starting today on Fire Island, in Bayshore, and also Hampton Bays, and continuing through next week, Suffolk County officials announced yesterday. Vera Chinesi reports on Newsday.com that Governor Kathy Hochul announced this week that the additional 1,800 doses were headed to Suffolk County and 1,000 would be allotted to Nassau. All vaccine doses require an appointment, which in Suffolk County can be made by visiting suffolkcountyny.gov/monkeypox. That's suffolkcountyny.gov/monkeypox. Local health officials are recommending that South Fork residents wear face masks again if they're going to be indoors in close proximity to numerous other people, as new and more transmissible variants of the COVID-19 virus are pushing new waves of infections. Quote, subvariants of the Omicron variant keep getting more and more transmissible and are better able to evade the prior antibodies from vaccination or previous infection. Dr. Frederick Weinbaum, the chief medical officer of Stony Brook Southampton Hospital, said this week, additional precautions are advisable because, especially for those at high risk, because of medical conditions that makes them less able to fight off infections. They really need to avoid indoor crowds, and if they have to be indoors around other people, wear the highest quality masks they can get, N95, or at least a surgical procedure mask, not a cloth mask, said Dr. Frederick Weinbaum of Southampton Hospital. Michael Wright reports on 27East.com that the subvariants that have become dominant recent weeks, BA5 is currently the most common and most infectious version of the coronavirus yet, have proven to cause more infections of vaccinated individuals and more reinfections of those who have contracted other variants of the virus even recently. But they have thus far not caused more severe illness like earlier variants of the virus, such as Delta in summer 2021 did. Because of that, Dr. Weinbaum said, cases of serious illness, hospitalization, and deaths remain relatively low compared to previous waves of the illness. He does recommend that folks over 50 get their second booster. The town of Riverhead and the school and fire districts in the town have not been paid more than $5 million in payments in lieu of taxes by the Long Island Power Authority for the current tax year. But it's not for lack of trying by LIPA. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that, in fact, the Power Authority CEO has twice written to Supervisor Yvette Aguiar asking her for a meeting so that LIPA could work out a process to allow LIPA to make its pilots payments in lieu of taxes for the current year. I note that all of the other towns in Suffolk County that have similarly exempted LIPA's parcels from the tax rolls have provided the necessary information on behalf of their taxing jurisdictions, and LIPA has made its pilot payments. LIPA CEO Thomas Falcone wrote in a May 26 letter to Aguiar. When he had no response to that letter, Falcone wrote to Aguiar again on June 29th, again asking for an invoice so LIPA could pay the pilots. Riverhead Town and LIPA are in a standoff over who will invoice LIPA for the pilots it owes. Riverhead has refused to issue LIPA a consolidated invoice. Town officials say their outside counsel has advised against it. Instead, the town of Riverhead has asked the individual taxing districts to bill LIPA directly. In the past 3 weeks, there have been at least 5 confirmed shark bites off Long Island South Shore beaches. Researchers have determined that the New York Bight, which encompasses the waters from Cape May, New Jersey, to Montauk, is a great white nursery ground, said Christopher Paparo, a member of the South Fork Natural History Museum's shark research team. A shark washed ashore in Quogue yesterday. Paparo, who also serves as manager of Stony Brook University's Marine Science Center, warned against taking a tooth or other souvenir, as great whites are federally protected animals and doing so could result in a fine. He also stressed that the recent spate of shark sightings and encounters is ultimately a good thing because it means area waters are clean. People could go and swim in the Gowanus Canal and not get attacked by a shark there, he said. Children will return to school this fall without being required to wear a mask, Governor Kathy Hochul said yesterday, though a rise in COVID-19 cases could lead to a policy reversal. Bart Jones and Craig Schneider report on Newsday.com that Governor Hochul, holding a COVID-19 briefing at her Manhattan office on Wednesday, shared her administration's plans for a potential fall surge of the virus amid the rapid spread of the BA5 Omicron subvariant. We don't currently, based on today's numbers, anticipate the need for masks in classrooms, but I am going to reserve the right to return this policy if the numbers change, the circumstances change, and the severity of the illness change, said Governor Hochul. On Long Island, 34.3% of children between the ages of 5 and 11 had completed their vaccine series as of Friday. That number was 72.1% for the 12 to 17 age group, according to the New York State Department of Health. Some school district leaders praised the governor's announcement, saying they hope it portends the start of a relatively normal school year. But the unpredictable nature of the virus and an ongoing surge in cases had Long Island health experts urging caution. Hochul said in preparation for a potential fall surge, the state has stockpiled 3 million at-home test kits for distribution. Other elements of the plan include pushing to raise vaccination and booster rates and improving access to therapeutics. Dr. Mundeep Kainth, a pediatric infectious disease doctor at Cohen Children's Medical Center in New Hyde Park, said boosters should be vaccinated. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.